Hello, this is Pastor Deborah, and I'm here again with another wonderful word of encouragement for you. I've been trying to catch up on these in between doing all my other recording of all the wonderful books and stories, true life events that happened to me throughout my many years of global ministry with Agape Love. Here in this wonderful word of encouragement for you today, I got a question for you. Who does the earth and its fullness belong to? That is an excellent question. Most of humanity thinks the earth belongs to us, or to whoever has the rights to the minerals, the water. Maybe it's a state or a nation. Maybe you have taken it over, stolen it. Maybe you have bought the property rights to a river, a creek, the land. It's a good question to ask, because now other nations are trying to buy land in your country. Land is important. It's valuable. There have been wars and battles, and people have died over ownership of it, over the rights to own it. So land is important. But this question for you is for you to begin thinking and pondering. Who does the earth and its fullness belong to? What does that mean, the fullness? Well, what does the earth have? It has dirt and oil, minerals, fire, water, plants, animals. It has caves, oceans, fish, nature. What about our own earth, called our physical body, that's made up of the earth, the dirt? That's why when you die, your physical body becomes dust of the earth. That's all our physical body is. It's made up of the minerals, the nutrients of the dirt. That's why we have to eat from the earth to nourish and strengthen our physical body. That means our biological brain, our bones, our blood, our muscles, our tendons. That's right. So who does the earth and its fullness belong to? Oh, you think you know the answer? Well, that's wonderful. But let me tell you who an ancient young king named David of ancient Israel. The word Israel means prince of God. He wrote a psalm, maybe a poem, and he told us his feelings. They may not be yours, but these are his. And he's an ancient poet. I like to follow him. He has a lot of good things to say. Boy, he had a life. He got so bad in his adult years, he had to die, so to speak, in the Holy of Holies. The adult he had become, an adulterer, a murderer. He was a ruler and a king, but he had become so wicked in his heart and mind and his deeds. He asked God to kill him, the him he had become, and restore unto him the child that knew this God of the Holy of Holies so long ago, who was innocent and pure and loving. That may have to happen to you. It happened to me. The old ugly me named Jan had to die. And a new me, Pastor Deborah, had to be sort of born again in order for me to really see, understand, and be in a deep relationship with this God of the Holy of Holies. So let's listen to King David as he talks to us out of Psalms 24, 1 through 2. Let's open up first with a quick prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you spoke to King David so long ago. You spoke when he was a child, out in the fields with the sheep and the goats. You spoke through the stars, the moon, the sun, the plants, the animals, the wind, the sunrise, the sunset. You spoke through the thunder and the lightning, the rain. You spoke to him in dreams, gave him visions when he was sleeping. And he learned to know you and love you. Help us all to be as the young David, getting to know you in your fullness. And we thank you. Amen. All right. Who does the earth and its fullness belong to? Psalms 24, 1 through 2. Verse 1. The earth is the Lord's. That means the owner. Adonai. Owner means creator, with the creative rights, the architectural design, who has the deed to the land and the fullness thereof. The world, the spiritual government, the atmosphere, and they, humanity, and even all the evil spirits and angels that dwell therein. This earth is very full. It has its flesh world of the five senses, of the natural world, and it has a spiritual world, sort of an atmosphere, on top of the flesh. In most places, it is an evil, wicked spiritual world called the kingdom of darkness, run by Satan and his demonic spirits. Yeah, they got cast down there long ago, and they knew the plan of God, who created the earth, was that man, that's us, our spirits, would be the ruler, the king, over this newly created land. And we would rule it as kings of the spiritual kingdom of heaven, for God, with God's rules, with his judgments, with his government, with his righteousness, with his power and glory and majesty. But that didn't happen. Satan got here. And Satan set up his kingdom called the kingdom of darkness. He said his princesses, his spiritual, demonic angels, as they're called, devils, demons, all over the world. And since God was the owner, the creator of the world, Satan made everything have a god. The plants, the animals, the water, the sky, the fire, the locusts. Did you know back in ancient China, they believed there was a god of the locusts? You'd have to sacrifice a blood virgin to it. People believe when volcanoes happened, you had to sacrifice because the god of fire was upset. They had the pattern right, that God was the creator and the owner, and he could get mad, or he could be happy with you, and there had to be a sacrifice. Later on in humanity's history, the sacrifice did come on a cross by an innocent young man. And so we're learning that the earth was created by God, the king of the kingdom of heaven, for humanity. But humanity never got the ownership of it, the rulership of it, because we disobeyed in a garden and ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We lost that privilege because we lost our light. We lost our authority. We lost the spirit of life within us. And we fell out of the garden, got kicked out, really. And we fell into Satan's kingdom, where there's death, volcanoes, fires, disasters, It's a mess. Verse number 2. For he, the Lord God, has founded, that means designed it, created it, first in his own thoughts and within himself, designed it, developed it, organized it, developed and created all the laws that would govern it. Then he placed it, this developed earth, upon the seas. That means out in the atmosphere, out in space. The sea means vastness. Within the vastness of the heavens. Remember, the heavens, the kingdom of heaven, had already been created, the spiritual world. Now God was going to be an expansionist. He was going to create a new territory in the flesh, the natural world. And he was going to dominate it through humanity. That's what kings do. They expand their territory. They send their kids out, their trusted servants and ministers, to take over new lands and to bring the culture, the laws, the justice, the language to that new land. And that's what we were supposed to do. We were to come into the world of the natural and bring the kingdom of heaven and its culture, its traditions, its laws, into that natural world of the flesh. But that did not happen. We fell from our righteousness. We fell from our place of being a king, spiritually, into the kingdom of darkness, covered by the flesh, the five senses. Therefore, we could no longer rule this earth and its fullness from a spiritual nature, from the spiritual kingdom of heaven. No. We could only rule it from our five senses as a natural earth creature, from our biological brain. We had no help from our righteous legal owner and king, the kingdom of heaven. So in verse 2, we're saying, for he, the Lord God, has founded, created, developed, placed it, the earth, upon the seas, within the vastness of the heavens. And he has on the earth with water and established it, the earth, upon the floods. That means upon the troubled seas, places where there is overflowing. God did a great thing. He created something within himself, designed all of its designs, its working mechanisms, and he originally was going to give it to man. Say, go and rule it for me. Let it shine out all of its beauty so that I may see the greatness of my creation. But it fell into the hands of Satan and his kingdom of darkness. And as you know, it's like weather's against us, the pest. Nature's against us. We get sick and die. Diseases come. Things are out of control. And through our limited brain, we have to create medicines out of chemicals. The earth is not our friend anymore. It even cursed us when we left the Garden of Eden years and years ago because a young man named Cain killed his brother out of jealousy, Abel, and the blood of Abel was spilled on it. The earth, the flesh body, the dirt, rose up and said to Cain, I will no longer be a blessing to you and bring forth my bountiful blessings. I will be a curse unto you. And since that day, the storms, the famines, the droughts, the weather, the lightning, the pests, the locusts, the diseases, the viruses, it all seems to be against us. And it is, until we can free it from its slavery to Satan and to death. and ask its forgiveness for shedding blood on it so long ago. The earth and all of its fullness is in subjection to Satan, to death, to the kingdom of darkness, until we can come, and through forgiveness and righteousness, it can come back under our power, under our righteous leadership, and be the friend, and be our power source, and be here to bless us and help us. So that's my question to you. Who does the earth and its fullness belong to? To you? To God? To the gods? To Satan? To the King of Heaven? To you, a human? To nature? To anybody? Ask yourself that question. Then ask yourself, how are you treating it if you think it belongs to you? Are you abusing it? Are you abusing nature? Are you a killing machine, destroying mountains for rare earth minerals? Do you sacrifice to the gods of the weather? Do you curse the weather? These are deep questions you must ask yourself. All right, this is a word of encouragement. It doesn't seem like it, but it is. And I'll see you on the next one. This is Pastor Deborah, your global spiritual teacher of deep spiritual truth. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.